The Senate Committee on Human Services will come to order. It's a little tension in the room. It's Monday, the 17th of April. Welcome. First, before we get too far, not to clear the room of all the really excited people, but despite a great deal of work, I know people have been working incredibly hard up to the final hour. I know that Senator Montes Anderson, in particular, has worked incredibly hard up to the final hour. Senate Bill 1024 is just not ready to go this session, but I believe we'll be moving into a work group in the interim. And maybe bringing it back to the Land Use Committee next session.
Need to go.
Where people enjoy talking about land use issues. Not that we don't love land use in the Human Services Committee.
How do we get that in there?
It's housing. It looked like housing.
Yeah,
so
it's the only place I can go to. Nobody else wants it.
And you, no, you Senator Dimbro would have taken
you
it.
You told the president, I'll take
I
it.
I would have only taken it if my vice chair had agreed to that.
Which would be me.
We have the catch-all committee. We get a little bit of all kinds of things because you're all so fun. So if you're here for 1024, you're welcome to stay, but do not worry that if you leave, we will magically pull it back up. It's not coming. So, but you're welcome to stay for as long as you like. All right. Also, we have permission from the Senate President's office on a couple of these. We've been waiting for a very long time for fiscals and don't have them back, and we've gotten permission to suspend the rules to move them since this is our last day for a couple of these bills for which we don't have the language. And the first one of those, I will open up a work session on Senate Bill 263, which we've carried over several times waiting for the fiscal impact. And this, again, just to recap from last time, the parties came to an agreement. This has to do with the shortened school days, and this is pulling that back into the IEP process and the regular disciplinary process. And I would just really like to thank the school folks and Bob Jundiff for working really hard to come together with something that everybody could support.
But there's no fiscal.
But so we need to suspend the rules. So the script here, so we'll do the dash threes, then you'll do this, then you'll do this, and then we'll do that.
Chair Gilster, I move to adopt the dash three amendment stated 411-17.
Senator Olson moves to adopt the dash three amendment stated 411-17. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair Gilster, I move to Senate Bill 263 as amended to the floor with a due
pass. Nope, not yet.
Oh, I'm wrong place.
Sorry.
Chair Gilster, I move that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking final action on Senate Bill 263 as amended.
Yes.
Without the fiscal impact statements.
Senator Olson moves to suspend the rules for the purpose of taking final action on Senate Bill 263 as amended without the fiscal impact statement. No discussion is allowed on the motion. Wow, I didn't know that. Is there any objection?
Where did you see that?
It, right here, it says no discussion is allowed. We can't talk about it. Is there any objection? See.
Madam Chair, my goodness, no discussion.
It's a non-debatable.
It's a non-debatable motion.
Well, that's fine, but why don't we have? Why can't they come up with a fiscal?
I don't know. We've been waiting for a really long time. But we could discuss it after we vote on the motion. But I don't know who Robert is, but Robert wrote the book called Rules of Order, and if we have discussion on this, he's going to come and yell at me.
But you sure it wasn't Mr. Mason?
Oh, you're right. It is Mr.
Yeah,
Mason.
That's
so
what
now
I thought.
I'm really in trouble with Mr. Mason.
Chair, I already did that. We can't have a discussion.
We can't have a discussion. There is no discussing. Is there any objection to the motion?
Anybody want to talk about the weather?
Seeing none, so ordered. Senator Olson.
Okay, Chair Gilster, I move Senate Bill 263 as amended to the floor. Madam Chair, can we discuss this?
All right, let's stand at ease for a minute. I don't have... Thank you. Okay, now you can say whatever you like.
Yeah, we've determined that it's not going to rain tomorrow, so I'm happy with this. Chair Gilster, I move Senate Bill 263 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Olson moves Senate Bill 263 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, it will go to the floor. And we have so many of these, let's divvy up the carrying at the end so we can just move through, if that's okay with everybody. All right, so I'm going to close the work session on Senate Bill 263.
Who's going to carry it?
Well, I was just saying that at the end, we've got so many today, we'll divvy up all the carrying at the end. Is that okay?
That's fine.
That way we can just plow through, and if people have other places they need to be, they can divvy. All right. So now we're going to open up a work session on Senate Bill 819. And colleagues, this is the bill last week we heard from the trial lawyers and DHS and Representative Kenny Geyer. We actually did get the amendment back. It is in OLIS. We have our fiscal statement for it, so it is ready to go.
Chair Gilster, I move to adopt the -2 amendment dated 4/12/17.
Senator Olson moves to adopt the -2 amendments dated 4/12/17. Is there any discussion? I'll just say 4/12 is a great date because it's my daughter's birthday.
That's cool. Well, why don't you tell us what the amendment did?
So the amendment did what we talked about last time. So it does a couple of things from the original bill. It takes out the requirement that members and judges and public members be part of the certs, and instead it makes that discretionary. The director of the Department of Human Services can decide, for this one I want this type of public member, and then they can get them. It clarifies from the original bill how soon after a fatality the cert has to be called. We worked with the department, and the idea is the department will address that by rule rather than having that in statute, which is important because it could vary from time to time when it's appropriate to get it started. It has some language to address some of the concerns that were raised by the trial lawyers as well, and it took out a lot of language that didn't need to be in statute. Most of the original bill is just the rule that exists, and to give more flexibility, we took a lot of that out, just leaving the key parts of it.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I'm just looking to the back to Stacy to see if I missed anything important. Okay, thanks. Right, any further discussion on the -2? Seeing none, is there any objection to the -2? Seeing none, so ordered. The amendments are adopted.
Chair Gilster, I move Senate Bill 819 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Olson moves Senate Bill 819 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. The motion passes, and it heads to the floor, and like the others, we'll divvy up the carrying at the end. So we're going to close the work session on Senate Bill 819 and open up a work session on Senate Bill 268. This one we had heard about earlier in the session, and it had to do with child abuse investigations in non-family settings, so primarily a school. It was very difficult to figure out how the department would be able to add on that workload, we've had a lot of discussion about the just how much work the department is trying to do with inadequate resources. And so the proponents of the bill and DHS talked about it, and this just adds to the list of entities that are notified, the Disability Rights Oregon, when it is abuse in a school that's related to a disabled child in a special education classroom. And it's very similar to what we did for TSPC when it went to TSPC when it happened at a school. And that's what we have with that. And with that, Disability Rights Oregon, DHS, had a conversation with the Senate President's Office and Senator Przanski and agreed that because we're not changing the way that investigations are done and it's just a notification, that it no longer needs a referral to judiciary.
Chair Gilster, I move to adopt the -1 amendment dated 4/13/17.
Senator Olson moves to adopt the -1 amendment dated 4/3/17. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, the amendments are adopted.
Chair Gilster, I move Senate Bill 268 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral to the Committee on Judiciary be rescinded.
Senator Olson moves Senate Bill 268 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral to the Committee on Judiciary be rescinded. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion passes, and the bill is sent as amended to the floor. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 268 and open up a work session on Senate Bill 1023. And colleagues, Senate Bill 1023 is the bill we've been waiting for paperwork on related to deaf and hard of hearing services. Senator Montes-Anderson, did you want to add anything on this?
No, I think it's ready to go to Ways and Means.
Very good. Don't you like the way these are in the appropriate order?
Yeah, really. Chair Gilster, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendment dated 4-12-17.
Senator Olson moves to adopt the Dash 1 amendment dated 4-12-17 to Senate Bill 1023. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. The amendments are adopted.
Chair Gilster, I move Senate Bill 1023 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the committee, the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Senator Olson moves Senate Bill 1023 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion? I just want to thank Senator Montes-Anderson and the advocates and everyone that have worked really hard to get this going. Great. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. And that will head to the Ways and Means Committee. We will close the work session on Senate Bill 1023 and open up a work session on Senate Bill 58. Can we ask Fred to come up?
Sure. It's up to you, man.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Do you want to start? And Fred, do you mind?
Would you like me to just do one for the Dash 3?
Yeah, just do the Dash 3.
All right, Madam Chair, members of the committee, the Dash 3 amendment, which we received earlier today, clarifies provisions, and it requires the long-term care ombudsman to appoint the residential facilities ombudsman who is answerable to the long-term care ombudsman. It requires both the long-term care ombudsman and the residential facilities ombudsman to enter into agreements protecting confidentiality of records. It describes the duties and powers of the residential facility ombudsman. It requires OHA and DHS to cooperate with the RFO, residential facilities ombudsman, and provide specified monthly data. It limits liability for good faith complainants, and it defines terms. It also clarifies that the long-term care ombudsman statutes to reflect the creation of the residential facilities ombudsman. It renames the Residential Facilities Advisory Committee to the Residential Ombudsman and Public Guardian Advisory Board, and it defines long-term care facilities and clarifies provisions. It permits the long-term care ombudsman to access residents' records if the legal representative is not acting in the best interest of the resident, and it declares emergency and is effective on passage. And let's see, we have the revenue impact for the Dash 3, but we do not have the fiscal impact.
So, Fred, the question for you is this, do you feel like it's ready to go to the floor? I'm a little bit inclined to send it to rules. What's your thought?
Chair Gelser, members of the committee, admittedly, I'm not sure what would be the distinction of sending it to rules versus the floor. I think the amendment is ready to go, unless, Tony, we haven't had a chance to confer on the amendment yet since it came through this morning. I'm pretty sure that it gets to the objective of what we're trying to accomplish with this, and as I've shared with you, Chair, and I appreciate the patience working on this, as public hearing was 2 months ago on this bill, but we still trying to achieve exactly what we were trying to achieve through the introduced version and recognizing some of the distinctions in serving the populations, the developmental disabilities, mental health populations in the residential facilities through the Residential Facility Ombudsman Program, but decided to take an approach that is similar to, at least for this part of the program, the Residential Facilities Ombudsman, take a similar approach to what we were trying to accomplish in House Bill 2170. And that's another bill you're familiar with, not sure if the rest of the committee is, as it's not over here on the House or the Senate side yet, but still over at the House, but to recognize the distinct ombudsman programs in our office a little bit more robustly in statute. So it still accomplishes recognizing those services in statute. That's what we're trying to accomplish with Senate Bill 50. I believe it's ready to go.
Did you have a chance to confer with DHS this morning, since I know part of this came from?
I forwarded it to them after I received it from you, the amendment, but I haven't had a chance to connect with them in the last couple hours. So
I think the distinction between sending it to rules and the floor, I mean, to the floor, it's done. But if you two haven't had time to confer yet, and DHS has had an issue and they didn't have time to confer yet, I would rather send it to rules. We can let rules know we think it's just about done and hopefully pop it out quickly so that the House committee can have time. It's just given the number of amendments and things that have come up at the last, and I want to make sure that it's right and everybody that needs to be connected with gets
appreciate
gets
that.
Is that,
and so as long as that's allowed, that would sound great to me.
Yes, that is that is definitely allowed. It becomes an extra stop on the on the way, but I know you're very committed to getting things right, so
thank you.
Is that okay with everybody if we head on to rules? And I know Fred's been working really hard to get it right. All right. Thank you. All right. So this one, we'll do this, and then this motion is here. It's a choose-your-own-adventure.
Chair Gilster, I move to adopt the Dash 3 amendments dated 4-17-17.
Senator Olson moves to adopt the Dash 3 amendments dated 4-17-17. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair Gilster, I move Senate Bill 58 as amended without recommendation and request that the measure be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Senator Olson moves Senate Bill 58 as amended without recommendation and requests that the measure be referred to the Committee on Rules. Is there discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, the bill goes to Rules. That was confusing. Okay. Sorry about that. So, and I'll send a note to the chair of the Rules Committee, and we'll work on getting that scheduled as quickly as we can. All right. So we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 58 and open a work session on Senate Bill 48. And this one is, do you want to come up? Because it's been a while since we heard this one, and if you could just describe what it's doing and what's changed in the amendments that got everybody to okay. Do you want to come up too? And I know that we're going to do a little bit of some alignment of some, so if you could address that too, the alignment on the House side. Great.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Ann Kirkwood. I'm the Suicide Intervention Coordinator for the Oregon Health Authority. And the Dash 2 removes requirements for the associations to promote any continuing education regarding suicide treatment, intervention, and management. So that is removed from the bill. I think that's pretty much it, isn't it?
Sarah Lochner with the Oregon Health Authority. The Dash 2 also removes the mandate on professionals to complete the training and makes it voluntary. So those are the two main components of the Dash 2. In addition, the other stakeholders, the Oregon Nurses Association, Oregon Medical Association, and COPACT, which is the family therapist, licensed family therapist, we had an email discussion about moving the Dash 2 forward and then aligning the bill further with the cultural competency requirements, just so that the reporting requirements are aligned with the cultural competency reporting requirements. So we intend to do that in the next chamber.
And that's just kind of streamlining the dates, so you're doing reporting, it not duplicative reporting.
Correct.
Great. Thank you. Any questions for these folks?
Nope.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you for working so hard. And really, your presentation on this bill was amazing at the beginning of session. That was one of the best agency presentations ever. So thank you for doing that.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Chair Gilster, I move to adopt the Dash 2 amendments dated 4-13-17.
Senator Olson moves to adopt the Dash 2 amendments dated 4-13-17. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair Gilster, I move Senate Bill 48 as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Senator Olson moves Senate Bill 48 as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. The motion passes, and the bill heads to the floor. And I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 48. Um, So there was an issue that came up with Senate Bill 749 over the weekend, and this has to do with 15-year-olds being able to sign their own release of information. That's what's left in the bill. There is a change that will need to be made in the House side if we move this forward that came up on Saturday afternoon. And so it basically would make it clear that the department isn't required to release information that they're not allowed to release when they sign the release. But I just wanted to share that with all of you. And I don't know, Cynthia, did you want to come and put on the record what needed? Was that an accurate description? Okay. Are people comfortable moving forward with that, knowing that we need to make that fix on the other side?
Not to the floor.
Not to the floor. Okay.
So if the rules fix it, that'll be fine.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
I don't mind, and I also don't mind if we just want to wait till next session. Shall we just wait till next session? What?
It's that close.
It's pretty close. So rules?
Yeah. If you get it fixed and move it across, that's fine.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. So can I have one of the rules motions again?
I'm trying to find it, Madam Chair.
All right. Okay. So I think we've learned we do this, we do this. All right.
Chair Gilster, I move to adopt the -2 amendment stated 4-12-17.
Senator Olson moves to adopt the -2 amendment stated 4-12-17. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair Gilster, I move Senate Bill 749 as amended to the without recommendation and request that the measure be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Senator Olson moves Senate Bill 749 as amended without recommendation and requests that the measure be referred to the Committee on Rules. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. And that is on its way to Rules to get its fix. And, all right, so that's done all those. Okay, turning the page. We're going to open up a work session. Oh, close the work session on Senate Bill 749. Open up a work session on Senate Bill 944. And colleagues, this is the bill that we heard last week that looks at the Council on Acute Beds. I do want to share for the record that there are some issues that got raised. This was a late-coming bill. I know there's a lot of energy enthusiasm about it. As it moves forward, and it is going to Ways and Means, but as it moves forward, I know the Health Authority had asked to be included on the Council, and I think that there were some concerns that were also raised by the Association of Community Mental Health Providers, and I just really encourage the discussion as it moves forward in Ways and Means to really loop folks in very, very carefully. We'll make sure to get the letter that came in this morning on the record and into OLIS, and anything that I can do to help facilitate that conversation as we move to the next space, I'm happy to do.
And I will be a no, just because I feel that it hasn't been vetted enough, because it was a last minute complete change in the entire bill, and now that we have the Oregon Community Mental Health Programs. Very, very concerned and not getting enough feedback from OHA. It's just sending a signal.
Okay.
Okay. Could we just send it to Ways and Means without a recommendation? I think would have the same effect, that it would let people know there are questions about it that need to get resolved.
We could do that. We could also send a letter. I will do whatever the committee wants to do. The issue that's raised here in terms of looking at the beds, identifying the populations that need to be served by this service system, to me are, and I was talking with somebody in the governor's office earlier this morning, are so central to a lot of the issues that we've talked about in this committee, especially relating to kids and adolescent mental health, the way that a lot of these kids are bouncing in and out of our foster care system, our behavioral rehabilitation system. If I think about places that resources get matched, and this is really a couple of positions, we can talk about just doing this, but actually having a person in the governor's office to coordinate this very fragmented and broken system, the consequence of which is not just devastating, but in some cases deadly. I I like the idea of having a recommendation just because there's so much competition in Ways and Means for dollars. And I'm worried that we send a stronger signal than maybe what we're intending to signal if we send it without recommendation. But I will go with whatever the committee desires.
Well, I agree with the concept that we really do need to streamline and improve the statewide coordination of access. I truly do. But it would require more funding into a new role function at the state level in the budget crisis that we are already in. And I'm just concerned if we just had another public hearing. Mm. I mean, getting more. But so I'm just sending a message, although I truly do believe in the concept. So.
I'm finding sending it either way.
I have heartburn with it. But...
Okay, well, it sounds like I'm hearing a majority of some discomfort, so why don't we do it without recommendation? And I sit on that committee. I can I can express support there.
Conflict of interest.
Conflict of interest. Oh, I didn't give you the script. I'm sitting here looking at you expectantly, and you...
Chair Gilster, I move to adopt the -1 amendment dated 4/11/17.
Senator Olson moves to adopt the -1 amendment dated 4/11/17. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection?
Yes.
To the amendment?
No. Not to the amendment.
Okay. So no objection to the amendment? Okay. Seeing no objection to the amendment, so ordered. With no recommendation.
With no recommendation. I can
Okay, sorry.
Or without recommendation. Chair Gilster, I move Senate Bill 944 as amended to the floor with no recommendation that the bill be referred to Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Senator Olson moves Senate Bill 944 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred...
With no recommendation
and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. That was just a misreading. That wasn't a tricky sleight of hand. And that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Now, I just wanted to add one little point. I read the letter from the providers. I just from being on the ground and sitting with families and family meetings and watching them try to access services, I know that there are counties that are committed to kids and doing a good job. I don't happen to live in one of them, and kids in my district cannot access services from their community mental health program, and so the urgency with which those services are needed and the urgency with which I wish our county mental health program would respond to crisis and need is very, very significant. And I realize that this is a change, that this recommends a change in who's at the table and who's doing the leading, but who's doing the leading right now, at least in my part of, or at least in half of my district, is not working for the people that it is supposed to serve. So the county mental health programs, I think also, if not wanting to see changes like this, need to step up to be more urgent and responsive to kids and families that are in crisis, because right now they're being left to languish and there does not seem to be a sense of urgency to address that, at least for the kids in my district. Anybody else?
Yeah, and Madam Chair, I'm just, my no is only because not everyone knew about this amendment until just before the public hearing. And this is a public process, and I just wish that there had been time for everyone to thoroughly look at it and review it and then be able to come and testify. So that's just the statement I'm making with my no vote.
Great. I also wanted to clarify, I've got a big district and I want to thank Lynn County for doing a good job for kids. Any further discussion?
Well, for the record, Madam Chair, from a letter I received from the Association of Oregon Community Mental Health Programs, They said they do not support 944 as written, as it excludes OHA in its role as statewide system coordinator and establishes a governor's level council for a small slice of acute care services instead of working to improve the entire system of care for Oregon's children, youth, and families as specified below. And I won't read the specifications, but because of that, I will probably also be a no.
All right, any further discussion?
No, I'll just say, Madam Chair, that I think that this bill, I agree that the bill sends an important signal that needs to be sent at this time. And, you know, if there are residual issues, I agree with Senator Monta Sanderson, who's late in coming. But if it goes to Ways and Means, there's a lot more time for people to think about it. And if there need to be any tweaks, that can happen there.
All right, I think we should call the roll on this one, which will be our first time.
Senator Denver?
Aye.
Senator Knope?
Aye.
Senator Monta Sanderson?
No.
Vice Chair Olson?
No.
Chair Gelser?
Aye. So the motion passes, and this heads to Ways and Means without recommendation. So I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 944. As indicated, we're not moving with Senate Bill 1024, but thanks again to Senator Monta Sanderson for her great work. And we'll open up a work session on Senate Bill 241. And this one is the...
You want me to read the whole thing or just for the dash one?
Just for the dash one, and you can even summarize. You don't have to read all the words.
All right. Well, the dash one is actually shorter than the original measure. Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 241, the dash one amendment replaces the measure, and it establishes certain essential rights as a Bill of Rights for children of incarcerated parents, and it requires the Department of Corrections to assign the implementation of the Bill of Rights to a public body. This differs from the original measure by removing the task force provisions. And the dash one has a minimal fiscal impact and a no revenue impact statements issued.
Great. Senator Olson.
Chair Gelser, I move to adopt the dash one amendment dated 4/10/17.
Senator Olson moves to adopt the dash one amendments dated 4/10/17. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I'll just say that I'm very pleased with these amendments because it will allow us to take advantage of the existing Governor's Reentry Council, which will provide the framework for the implementation of these precepts, these values. And so I'm glad that we came up with this solution, which has the added merit of a minimal fiscal.
Very good. Any further discussion? No? All right.
Chair,
oh, and is there any objection to the amendments?
Yeah. I was waiting for that.
Yeah, sorry, I got confused there for a minute. So no, there's no objection to the amendments? No.
Chair Gelser, I move Senate Bill 241 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referrals to the Committee on General Government and Accountability and the Joint Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded.
Senator Olson moves Senate Bill 241 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral to the Committee on General Government and Accountability and the Joint Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered, and the measure heads to the floor. And last up, close the work session on Senate Bill 241 and open up a work session on Senate Bill 833. And this, colleagues, we've heard this a couple of times. This was the bill that originally talked about allowing people to give permission to be contacted by a peer support or support group that had the unfortunate reality of having a $24 million fiscal, which seemed relatively unreasonable and undoable given our budget environment. So we removed all of that referral to peer support, but Lines for Life still really wanted, and we had a number of conversations about the number of calls that would be. Lines for Life still wanted to maintain that piece in the bill where they could make a telephone call because that is a pretty critical time for people when they are trying to get things together and survive through a very difficult time. So the amendment, the dash two amendment, simply narrows it to just you're getting the permission to be connected up with Lines for Life. Senator Olson.
Chair Gelser, I move to adopt the Dash 2 amendment stated 4-17-17.
Senator Olson moves to adopt the Dash 2 amendment stated 4-17-17. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair Gelser, I move that the rules... Are we doing that?
Yes.
Rules be suspended for the purpose of taking final action on Senate Bill 833 without the fiscal impact statements. Oh, that's why.
Senator Olson moves to suspend the rules for the purpose of taking final action on Senate Bill 833 without the fiscal impact statement. No discussion is allowed on the motion. Is there objection?
We can't talk about it.
Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair Gelser, I move Senate Bill 833 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Olson moves Senate Bill 833 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Nope, seeing none, so ordered. And we will close the work session on Senate Bill 833. And then I would like to suggest the following carriers. Senator Knope, would you carry Senate Bill 833, the one we just did?
Sure.
And Senator Dembrough, would you carry Senate Bill 241,
sure,
which is your bill? Senator Amanda Sanderson, would you carry the suicide risk and the regulatory boards?
Which one
bill?
Is that?
That's Senate
one?
Bill 48.
48?
Yes. Senator Olson, would you carry Senate Bill 268, which is the referral to Disability Rights Oregon?
Sure.
And I would like to carry 263 and 819. And I think that gets us through all of it. So that gets us through the first chamber deadline. We passed a lot of bills. We got a lot done. We moved things today that I didn't think were going to get ready in time. So thank you all and all of you that have done so much work to get a lot of these things done. We will have a relatively lighter load in the second half of the session, it appears. We've got public hearings scheduled for Wednesday on almost half of the bills that are currently assigned to us for the second half of the session. So we've got some child welfare things. We do have House Bill 2004, which is the measure on renter stability. So I anticipate that will take some time
and
discussion.
We're not hearing that Wednesday.
We are not hearing that on Wednesday. We are not hearing that on Wednesday. We would not expect that for a little bit. So we've got a little work to do there, but looking forward to having it in the committee. And just thank you all so much for being here every day and being willing to tackle some less than cheerful subject matter on a regular basis. Anything else for the good of the order before you go off into the afternoon? All right. Thank you very much. And we are adjourned. And we are adjourned.